Hey guys, welcome back to the Love in Dubai show. It is Wednesday morning and we kick the show off with the major announcements from BRICS and the UAE president.
And we also gave you a little bit of intel of the public holidays of 2024 and a little bit of what Hijri and Islamic calendar is. And an Emirati content creator, what did he do? He has two talents. He did it in one video. What are they?
Speaking of talented guys, we spoke about the local hero who's about to complete the Mission Impossible Dubai Fitness Challenge, 30 Ironman in 30 days. And we had the one, the only K-pop group, MCND, on the show. They talked about who is most likely to rescue an animal and date a celeb. Take a listen. Hey guys, welcome back to Love in Dubai show, where we go through the top trending stories that everyone across the country is talking about. Our top story for you today, the UAE president speaking at BRICS extraordinary joint meeting on the Middle East situation in Gaza restates an appeal to protect civilian lives.
Everything you need to know about the public holidays in 2024.
We have the local hero who's about to complete the impossible Dubai Fitness Challenge.
And an Emirati content creator combines two talents to create something special.
And later on in the show, we went live with K-pop group MCMD and they spilled the beans on which band is most likely to date a celeb. So do stay tuned for that. But before we get into it all, Ali dropped a little bit of a bombshell that the audience may not have been aware before the show, only because this morning I complimented your hat.
Yes. So basically, I am balding. My hair is thinning now. This is the thinning stage. So it's very common for men, you know, to go through a male pattern baldness. It's called male pattern baldness.
What age are you?
I'm 27 currently.
And what age do, because I'm just thinking, I've got four brothers, and I think, Rich is bald. But he went with the shaving, right? So
yeah.
What age do you, how common is it to start to begin experiencing thinning from your 20s, I guess?
I
need to check stats on this.
I've met a couple of people that, you know, that are were bald by the age of, like, completely bald by the age of 23, 24.
Really?
Yeah, and some started balding at the age of 21, 22.
And that's why people wear hats. So wait, by the time you turn 30, you have a 25% chance of some balding. By the age of 50, 50% of men have at least some noticeable hair loss.
Mm.
So a quarter is going to experience it in their mid-20s. Half of men are going to experience it by the time they're 50.
Unfortunately, I'm part of that percentage.
Does it bother you?
On a scale of 1 to 10, it's maybe a 5 or a 6.
Okay.
Yeah, like I can live with it, but my confidence took a hit a little bit, but yeah. But it shouldn't, but some people told me I look good being bald because I shaved my head a few weeks back. My mom wasn't fond of it. I can tell you that. She didn't like it at all. I even told her that I'm going to go and shave my head. She's like, no, don't do it. And then, yeah, she sort of yelled at me afterwards.
Are you leaning in for the long haul? Or is it going to be like a shaven head Alibaba for the foreseeable?
For now, probably I would, go with a shaven head. And then, like, there are, like, if people don't know, there are treatments. Like, you have the...
Turkey.
Yeah. Everybody says turkey, but hair transplant, basically. You can even do it in Dubai. There are other ways. Like, for example, if you're at the beginning stage, like me, you can go and have a stem cell treatment.
Ah.
Yeah, basically. They take a fat from your stomach or thighs or hand. And sort of they do their own thing and inject it into your head so that it creates new hair follicles.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can I say something that's tad controversial?
What?
I don't have a huge amount of sympathy because I feel like in the aging process, women are hard done by.
Mm.
Men tend to, maybe it's like the beauty industry telling women that we have so much work to do to appear younger. What is that about?
Yeah.
But men tend to not have to put that work in. age more gracefully, age more elegantly, while we have spent a lot of money on things to keep us younger. Mm. Balding is the only thing. It's not one thing.
No.
We have skin, hair, like tightness, and all of these things that we have to worry about.
No, but we also, for us as tightness. Men, as men, we sort of lose the ability to reach a certain muscle.
That happens to us percentage. Too.
But for men on a larger scale, our testosterone level sort of the amount that we produce decreases, and you know, back pain and all of that.
Back pain. I feel like the aging process is harder based on what society, the expectations of society. It's harder on women.
Yeah, I agree with you. Men have it a little bit easier, but yeah, we still go through, you know, hardship. I can feel it. I'm crying.
I get no, but I do know people going through. I can imagine that losing your hair from a younger age isn't easy, and the fact that they have incredible procedures that you could go through with if you wanted to. Mm. But I think we should take a step back. Let's forget the Botox. forget the hair shot. Like, imagine if we could all actually just age gracefully. Wouldn't that be nicer?
Mm. That would be wonderful.
It's not the city we're living in, though, is it? 8:39 on a Wednesday morning. We're going to jump into our top stories. As always, good morning to everyone watching on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We'll get there. And if you want to listen, we also go live in podcast format later on today. Top story for you today, the UAE restates its plea to protect civilian lives. President His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan has reiterated the UAE's call for the protection of civilians in the Gaza Strip, unimpeded humanitarian access, and an immediate ceasefire. And he urged the international community to do all in its power to bring an end to conflict and to ease the suffering of those affected.
His Highness's comments came at a virtual summit today of the five BRICS countries, along with those nations recently invited to join, which include the UAE, and was named a BRICS Extraordinary Joint Meeting on the Middle East situation in Gaza. He noted that the only way to address the crisis is to revive the peace process and resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict on the basis of the two-state solution and the establishment of an independent sovereign Palestinian state on the 1967 borders with East Jerusalem as its capital.
In the last 24 hours, a pause has been agreed following joint mediation efforts undertaken with the Arab Republic of Egypt and the United States of America between Israel and Hamas. The agreement includes the release of 50 civilian women and children hostages currently held in the Gaza Strip in exchange for the release of a number of Palestinian women and children detained in Israeli prisons. The number of those released will be increased in later stages of implementing this agreement. The humanitarian pause will also allow the entry of a large number of humanitarian convoys and aid relief, including fuel designated for humanitarian needs, much needed at this time, and we'll be following the story closely. Moving on to our next story, we're talking about public holiday dates for 2024.
Yes, so plan your holidays ahead and your vacations. So in 2024, make those plans. Here are the public holiday dates in the UAE for 2024 according to the Islamic calendar.
So these were announced yesterday, and it's live on our feed if you'd also like to screenshot it. The dates are based on the Islamic calendar, so the sighting of the moon will decide the exact calendar dates.
Yes. So getting into the dates, which I will explain, the list as per the Islamic calendar. So the Islamic calendar is, so we call it Hijri. So it is related to the Prophet's Hijrah from Mecca to Medina. And basically, that's where Hijri comes from, and the 12 months that are within the calendar year. So first, it's not within the Islamic calendar, but we all know it's New Year's Day, which is January 1st, 2024.
It's a Monday.
Yes.
And it's off.
Exactly. Eid al-Fitr is our first holiday of an Islamic holiday of 2024. We all know that if you are living here in Dubai or the GCC or any Islamic country, you know that Ramadan is, you know, either one day or 2 days. You know, it's not the exact same date in terms of what we use. Is it, we call it an Arabic miladi. the normal calendar, July, August, and yeah. So the normal calendar that we use at the Hijri calendar is a bit tricky to you know align with. But with Hijri, it is according to the moon on which day it will be. So Eid al-Fitr is Ramadan 29 to Shawwal 3rd, which is which might be the first day of Eid might be April 8th, 9th, or 10th. Depends on which day is the first day of Ramadan and when is the moon sighted at the end of Ramadan.
April 8th is a Monday, so if that is announced as the beginning of Eid, it would be a full week off.
Hopefully,
for
yes.
Public and private sector, however yeah. It could be.
Yes. And then we have Yom Al-Arafah, which is Arafah Day in Dhul Hijjah, 9th. And that one is to be determined as well. So everything after Eid al-Fitr is like a knock-on effect with the calendar. So for now, it is 17th, okay, of April, but it is to be determined. And Eid al-Adha, which is in Dhul Hijjah 10th to the 12th, that is also same thing, similar thing. And the Islamic New Year, Muharram 1st. That is also in relation to the previous ones as well.
All based on the moon sighting or dependent on different factors?
So it's depending on moon sighting. So it's like a moon cycle. The Islamic New Year, it all depends on Ramadan, really. And then they go, each time at the end of the month of Islamic month, they look at the moon. There's a moon sighting like 2 days, 1 day, 3 days before. And they see if it's a new cycle, you know, so that's how it goes.
And it's so interesting because each country has its own moon sighting committee. Yes. So what might be announced in Saudi could differ from the UAE, which sometimes it does.
Yes. And then we have the Prophet's birthday in Rabi' al-Awwal, which is the 12th of Rabi' al-Awwal. And the National Day, which is close to us now, this weekend. Not this weekend, sorry. December 2nd and 3rd. This is for next year, December 2nd and 3rd, 2024. And also the Hijri year, we stated this before, refers to our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family, migration, Hijra, from the city of Mecca to the city of Medina al-Munawwara in 622 AD.
Mm.
Yes. It's wonderful, isn't it? You know? Yeah, it's always nice to know the dates for your upcoming holidays, but it's very interesting that a lot of people don't know that, you know, in Saudi, they use Hijri as their official calendar year.
And really?
They don't use January, February.
The Georgian calendar is what we
use. Yeah, Georgian calendar, yes. That was on my mind, yes. And they use the Hijri calendar, and it's one of the most used calendars across the globe. Did you know that?
Along with
the Persian calendar, the Chinese calendar, and the Georgian calendar.
Yes. Interesting. Well, I wish we could give people a clarification on what's coming up for these national holidays.
Yes.
So National Holiday 2023, bringing you back to this week, is happening on December 2 and December 3, which is a Saturday and Sunday.
Yes.
There is a question mark over whether or not the Friday will be called as a public holiday.
Yeah.
There's a question mark there. So if we have information on that, we'll bring it to you. But currently, right now, December 2 and 3 are the holidays.
Of course. We're talking about this. Me and Hisham was asking about this yesterday, you know. So we were organizing stuff behind the scenes. So we're trying to figure it out for ourselves as well in terms of when the official news will come out, and then
until it comes from MOHRE, yes. Your guess is as good as ours.
Yes.
8:47. Let's jump into our next story. Local hero Ghani Suleiman's 30x30 Ironman mission is nearly complete. He has just 5 days to go. If you haven't heard about what he's doing, please pay attention because this is phenomenal. One Dubai resident is about to complete the ultimate Dubai Fitness Challenge. A major, huge shout out to Ghani Suleiman. He's inching towards finishing, completing 30 Ironmans in 30 days. He's an endurance expert in running, swimming, and cycling. Right now, he's doing up to 16 hours a day to raise money for disadvantaged children.
The Ironman is a 3.8 kilometer swim, a 180 kilometer cycle, and a 42 kilometer run. Most people will feel complete if they do one Ironman in their life, accomplished if they do one Ironman in their life. However, Mr. Ghani has successfully done one a day since October 28. MashaAllah, his days are starting at 4 a.m. He prays, he swims, cycles, and even takes 15-minute naps during his runs as the day moves towards the night of another challenging day.
It is just phenomenal. He is a true local hero. Previously, by the way, this isn't, he didn't just wake up out of bed and think, I'm going to do 30 Ironmans in 30 days. In 2020, he ran 30 ultramarathons in 30 days. And in 2021, he completed 30 half Ironmans in 30 days. Actually, he spoke to us on the Love in Dubai show about 3 years ago, by the way. He couldn't swim.
I remember that interview. Yes, I was there.
He said he was going to learn to swim. At that time, he could not swim. And by the way, he's doing all of this for a brilliant cause. Heroes of Hope is a non-profit group which develops the sporting, social, and interpersonal skills for people of determination. And you can donate on his Yala Give page. So we'd really urge you to get out there and support him, whether through donations or also just to get out and just watch him complete his races each day. This mind boggles me. I'll never do an Ironman. Fact. Never going to happen. People who do it, they aim to do one or two maybe in their lives. I'm trying to look how many most completed consecutively ever, because this must be close to
Guinness World Record.
It's not, because I actually searched it like last week, so I think there's maybe, I don't know, I need to check right now. Consecutively.
But while you're searching, like, it's an amazing thing that Ghani is doing. He's a modern day Superman, you know. Without the superpowers, but human strength. It comes from within, you know, the will. The will is a superpower. If you know, you know.
100%. So he prays. It's the first thing he does every morning. As Ali said, during the run, sometimes he takes naps if needed. Because imagine, he's waking up at 4 a.m. He's getting to bed as it gets dark. He's getting very minimal sleep. So he's really surviving on nothing but his pure will. Yeah. The most ever completed back-to-back was 102, which is just beyond anything I could possibly imagine. But he is a true local legend, Ghani Suleiman. He's out here doing this for Dubai Fitness Challenge and, of course, for Heroes of Hope. So if you can donate to his Yala Giving page, I know that would just continue him and continue to motivate him even more. He has 5 days to go. What an absolute legend. And hopefully we're going to have him on the show once he's done.
Yes, support a hero to be a hero. That's a quote that I just made up, but yes. He's doing something great, and it's for a good cause.
100%. Yes. Yeah.
And he's an example to many in terms of fitness and being a good human being.
Yeah. That's so true, because I think what he's giving back to is Heroes of Hope, and that's a nonprofit founded by Holly Murphy, an amazing Irish woman. And the charity he's raising for is Heroes of Hope, founded by Holly Murphy, who's an amazing Irish woman doing amazing things for people of determination in sports. And what she's done is she's gotten groups of people together who can either train or, you know, because sports is so important in terms of development skills. And that is the group that he is putting all the money towards. So if you can donate to his Yala Give page, it's on his link in bio on his Instagram page. So you can do that.
Yes, 100%. Moving on to our next story. An Emirati content creator combines two talents to create something special. And what is this something special? We are going to talk about it right now. This is the coolest video. So right beside us, if you're watching the show on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok, You need to jump on their Instagram. This is the coolest video you'll see today. Saeed Al-Dharif is an Emirati content creator. And I hope I said his name right. And he decided to showcase his cool skills. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Yani, I cannot.
He is so slick. In this video, he's riding a skateboard while shooting arrows at a bow with targets. And obviously, his aim was on point in every single one. But as Ali tells me, this isn't just his first video. Like, it's not Ghani's first Iron Man. Exactly. He's been creating cool content like this for quite some time. And, you know, he's all respect. You know, he's not a 20-year-old, you know.
No. He's
Let's be careful. Yeah. He's not a 20-year-old.
No, he's not a 20-year-old. But, mashallah, and may God give him strength. He has, you know, he's creative. He has talent. And God gave him special skills, you know. And he's teaching people, like I explained to you off-air, that in the video you see him use a bow and arrow. So basically he gives a tutorial a few posts back on how to use a bow and arrow and how to hit a target, you know? And he has multiple other stunts and skills that he does, which is amazing, you know?
So cool. Yeah. Just a local content creator doing amazing things. And exactly. It's not for clout. It's not for views. So it's really cool if you want to check out his page and learn to... Have you ever shot a bow and arrow?
I did. I did when I went to one of our shoots. Yeah, there was at a hotel we had to... Yeah.
Did you get the aim?
No.
No?
No. It's very difficult. It was one of the big ones, you know. Like so you had to balance it, and Shahir at the time was also doing it, and he failed epically. He got one, yeah, which is good, yeah.
It's so hard. I've never done it, but I've done recently, I did axe throwing and knife throwing.
Mm. Those are a bit dangerous, isn't it? Yeah.
It was in a controlled environment, not my kitchen. and it's really hard. And I can only imagine that doing the arrow is a lot harder. I've done it with a fake, like not a real.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Not an easy skill. So if you want to see how to get it on point, check out Saeed's Instagram page.
Exactly.
We've posted the video on our Instagram feed as well. So if you want to check it out, there it is. But do not leave the show because right now we're jumping into our interview with K-pop Heroes, MCND. They were in town. They spilled the beans on their next album. And also, which band member is most likely to date a celeb? Please stay tuned. Hey guys, welcome back to the Love in Dubai show. We are now joined by K-pop sensation MCND. Welcome to the studio. Bangap Sumnida.
Oh, nice to meet you too.
Thank you. Did you think that was good?
Yeah.
MCND, can you do a quick round of introductions to our audience?
Hello, my name is B.
Hello everyone, I'm Kester J.
Hi, I'm Minje.
Hi guys, I'm Win.
Nice to meet you, my name is Suijun.
Guys, thank you so much for being here. They're in Dubai for 3 days. They have a new album coming out, but before we get to that, let's go back to how you started. Mm-hmm. How did you meet? How did you get together?
Actually, our casting director, we casting and we met our company, practice room. Yeah, that's all.
Wow, and you became friends at the beginning?
Yeah.
And you started dancing at the start too, or was it always singing?
Both, rapping.
And MCND, who made that name?
Our captain, our company, yeah.
I like captain. Who's captain? Is the captain here?
No, okay. No there.
What does it mean?
MCND means music creates new dream, means make a new dream with music.
And is that something you all believe?
Yeah, we believe.
Can I say, your fashion is like no other. Do you have a stylist or do you do yourselves?
Oh, I have stylist, actually, yeah.
Tell me how your look came about because it's like epic. Mm. All of these looks, by the way, they're so epic.
Thank you, our stylist. Yeah.
So when you got together, thank you, Captain, you started making music, you started singing, rapping, dancing. When did you first get your big break? When was that moment that people said, hey, like, I recognize MCND, these guys are cool?
I think not yet. We're just a little bit famous.
Mm-hmm.
More practice, more showing our perform and music. We keep hustle.
Well, they call you the monster rookies, right?
Yeah, right.
So what, you're together, what message do you want to send to your fans?
I think our important message is don't give up. You're always bright.
And while you're being monster rookies, they say they're not famous, but you guys do have US European tour, right?
Yeah, right.
So it's pretty big. Like, do you enjoy performing live?
Yeah, sure. We love live more than recording.
Okay.
Yeah, live energy is so incredible. And our fans together make synergy.
Mm-hmm.
And live energy is so crazy. Yeah.
I get you. And when you guys are performing, or since you've been on your tours, what's been your best moment together as a band?
Oh, for tour?
아무래도 무대 할 때가 가장 베스트 파트 아닌가 싶습니다.
On the stage.
What about like behind the scenes? Something your fans watching right now, they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that's happened with you guys behind the scenes that's very special?
I love shopping. Other country we go, I'm going to shopping station, shopping center we go and...
So in Dubai, you're gonna go to the...
Oh, actually 5 months ago,
uh-huh.
I go to shopping and take clothes and cap things, but this time is so busy. I think we don't have time.
You have to make time for shopping.
I want to.
We'll go later. Don't tell the team. Okay, coming up, what's next for you guys in your calendar? Like, what's big that the audience needs to know about?
Okay. Actually, we are coming back November 22. Our new album coming out, name is Old Venture. Meaning Old Adventure. This album is so crazy. Total 7 songs, and every song is got a different mood. Yeah, different mood.
So you're coming, you have a new album coming out, and you're coming back to Dubai in November?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Is that a secret? That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, before you leave us, we want to play a game.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, you want to play. It's called Who is Most Likely To? So, for example, who's most likely to take the longest to do their hair? And you all have to point at one person.
Yeah.
Okay. Who is most likely to, with MC Andy, who is most likely to make you laugh?
1, 2, 3.
I think it's you.
Every member.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Always make me laugh, I think.
You're getting a lot. Are you the funny one?
Yeah. 감사합니다. 제가 좀 많은 것 같은데 왜인지는 저도 잘 모르긴 하겠는데 어쨌든 멤버들이 다 저를 뽑아줬으니까 더 멤버들을 재밌게 웃게 만들어 드리도록 하겠습니다. 감사합니다.
What did I miss? He's a funny one.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's so cute. Yeah.
Okay, who is most likely to reply to a fan's text message on DMs? 1, 2, 3, point.
Everyone?
Yeah, everyone. Yeah,
do you respond to messages that come through?
Yeah.
Do you hear that, guys? You can message them and they will respond to you. That is amazing. Okay, we're gonna do two more. Who is most likely to rescue an animal?
Okay, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah. Have you rescued an animal?
동물을 키운 적이 있는데요. 강아지 세 마리 정도. 근데 이제 다 무지개다리를 건너고 나 가끔 이제 영상이나 그런 걸 보면은 강아지들이 너무 귀엽더라고요. 그래서 저는 나중에 혼자 살게 되면은 강아지를 이렇게 데리고 올 생각이 있습니다.
Save the doggies.
Yes.
Save the doggies, absolutely, me too. Actually, I want to do two more from this one. Who is most likely to throw a house party? This one you're like, I know who it is. Okay.
3, 2, 1.
We're just pointing at me.
Yeah, I love party.
Yeah, you really, really like
party. Yeah, I love party.
Can we all come to the next one?
Sure. Okay.
You're all invited to the next MCND house party. And last one, who is most likely to date a celebrity? Oh, is anyone already dating?
Actually, I'm always ready. But yeah, she said, yeah, I'm always ready. Yeah. Please text me.
Love that, guys. Thank you so much for being so open. You're in town for 3 days. That's MCND, the Monster Rookies of K-pop. Follow them and their new album, guys. Thank you so much for being here. Really appreciate it. Awesome shout
out. Thank you so much.
Sumu, Freeze, we are MCND. We love you in Dubai.